Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this I'm ready for summer. It's a Monday morning, Monday, June the 20th, 2022, 18 minutes past the hour, 65 degrees, cloudy skies here in Marion. Boy, I'll tell you, that Vince McMahon story is one of the most interesting stories that I have read in a long time. Not because it's a wrestling story, because to be honest with you, I'm not even sure that that is a wrestling story. That a man worth over $2 billion, which is what is estimated, did what he did. Non-disclosure agreements, consensual relationships with women outside of his own marriage. And why $3 million? Does anybody have anything to say about that after listening to Thunderbolt this morning? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. It'd be good to hear from you. I'm glad to be back. Haven't been on the air since Wednesday. Went through my last little episode last Thursday and Friday. So now, basically, 3 weeks of, I guess, resting and staying away from people. And then possibly a return to normal. How about that? Wouldn't that be nice? Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I haven't talked to a lot of you in a few days. Last time we talked, last Wednesday, I know a lot of people were still without power and a lot of problems going on from the storm and the heat last week. How's everybody doing? I guess we're going to get some more heat as the week progresses this week. You know, I saw a lot of electric trucks still over here in the Meyer parking lot last night when I went out. And I'm curious, is everybody back with electricity? Is everything good? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I wanted to give you a little input about what you talked about, you know, the first hour.
Oh, go ahead. You know, that's I find that story fascinating.
Well, I hope you don't get defensive or mad at me.
But no, go ahead.
You know, as soon as I found out that it was going to be Thunderbolt Patterson, come on, you know what I did?
You flipped the channel.
I hit the off button and turned on the TV.
Now, why does he hit you wrong?
Well, when he talks about stuff, he goes on and on and on. You know, I just don't think you have the audience for the wrestling and Thunderbolt Patterson, really. Maybe I'm all wet, and I hope other callers will call in and say I'm wrong. Or call in and say I'm right, but I just don't. After you waiting from Wednesday to Monday for you to come on, and that story to be the lead-off story, just didn't do much for me.
Well, I'll tell you, and it's interesting because I appreciate the opinion. One of the reasons I did that, it's interesting. I probably would not have led with Thunderbolt Patterson after being gone for 4 days, but it was the validity of the story. This morning, it wasn't Thunderbolt coming on to talk about Thunderbolt. This was actually an industry that he has been a part of for a half century. And this is probably the biggest story in that industry in the last 40 years. And it was on CNN, Fox News, every newspaper over the weekend. And it happened on Thursday. So I haven't been on since that story broke. If I had been on, I probably would have covered it last Thursday or last Friday. But it is fascinating to me that this man, the most powerful man in pro wrestling, and a lot of people love the pro wrestling. I haven't watched it in a lot of years. But that this man, $2 billion, paid this money, and knowing he has to deal with a board, paid $3 million to a paralegal and a non-disclosure agreement For what? And it's essentially he had to step down on Friday. This man has faced the federal government with steroid trials. He faced taking over the country, a lot of these local promoters in the 1980s, and he has never stepped down. As of this morning, he is not the president of that company for the first time in 40 years because of this story. But nobody knows why. Nobody knows what it is about this that has taken him down.
$3 million, she made out on it, didn't she?
Well, she did, but that's the... I mean, he has admitted over the years that he's had affairs. So I don't think he would pay $3 million or step down or do a non-disclosure agreement if it was just about the affair.
Yeah, if it was just about sex, you know, because people of his means, that stuff happens all the time. I don't think Donald Trump even paid anybody $3 million. What, he pay $100,000?
Well, that's what I say.
Stripper or whatever her name was.
Well, what is the secret? Because clearly it's something that he did not want people to know. What does she know about him that he does not want in the public?
Sometimes I think those NDAs should be illegal.
I don't know, and that's a big question. So, to me, the reason Thunderbolt, because whether people like him or dislike him, he is a knowledgeable man when it comes to that industry, and he's a knowledgeable man when it comes to the news. If you had heard him this morning, he tried to spend a lot of time talking about January 6th because he watches the news. I mean, he's not really a wrestling fan at this point anymore. He wanted to talk more about that.
Well, maybe I should have listened to it because that would have interested me, you know, more than talking about the wrestling guy.
Yeah, and I think that's what Thunderbolt was kind of going into this morning was look at what's happening to the country, look at what he's watching during these hearings, and does absolute power corrupt? And so that's why that was the lead story this morning. No other particular reason. And also no other particular reason than there really was no topic this morning. I mean, you know, I'm going to bring it up this hour because I've got no guest. But here we are. The newspaper's doing two more stories on this speech at River Valley.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, two more stories. And I, you know what, and yes, I understand the irony to the listeners out there that me talking about this could just be as bad as them talking about this, but I'm not talking about the speech. The speech long ago was old news to me. It's the fact that now we're up to about 11 stories on this. There was a letter to the editor yesterday that said the speech needs an apology. We have a story that the president, I believe it was the president of the board of MRDD, is asking for an apology of what I think he called a bigoted speech of this guy because they're going to leave him on the board. Two more stories about this. This happened the weekend before Memorial Day.
That's ridiculous. You know, when you beat the horse and he's dead, you just quit beating him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what's funny? Last week, Our last month, was it last month or April? I can't remember. But we did about a week and a half on this porta potty down here by the mausoleum. And for the most part, that was just fun. We were just having fun.
Oh, yeah, that was fun to listen to.
Yeah, and that's all it was. But this is not about fun with them. And you know what? Again, if you think what the guy said was wrong, that's your opinion. And if you think what he said was right, that's your opinion. But the fact that the words bigot and the fact that the word anti-gay and the fact that the word, that people are calling on him to give an apology, you know, haven't we moved on past this? I mean, the commissioners have said he doesn't have to step down. He said he's not going to step down. How long are we going to drag this out? What are they going to do? Are they going to drag him out in public?
Well, people get so defensive about everything, you know. They get upset about everything, you know. What he said maybe wasn't the right place for it, but a lot of people feel that way.
Well, that's it.
And he was just giving his advice. You don't have to follow it.
Well, what did he say? I still am, you know, listen, I read the whole speech, and I read the line that got everybody all exercised. Now, again, and I just want to say this for the record, I have no opinion on what he said. It doesn't, you know, he probably shouldn't have said it in a graduation speech. I wouldn't have done that. But I guarantee you, you could walk into most churches on Sunday morning and get that same opinion if you asked anybody.
Oh, yeah.
So what in the world does this... I mean, obviously the commissioners didn't feel it was a big enough sin to make him step down. He doesn't feel it's a big enough sin to step down.
But whatever he says, you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to do it. You know, that's just one man giving his opinion. He could have been talking about a different topic. And, you know, if you don't agree with him, you know, go out and ask, you know, same-sex marriages or whatever. You know, he wasn't handing down a sentence. Well, he's telling you what to do.
What I don't understand is it's all right to hold any belief in this country that you want. That's what makes us popular. And I hate to get on this dissertation, but it's important to say this. The reason we have free speech is not to protect popular speech, because popular speech doesn't need to be protected. It's popular. It's the minority speech. It's the speech that isn't popular that needs to be protected. You know, it's that old saying that I will give my life and fight for a country for you to say something that I disagree with. How many people fought in Vietnam? And my dad was one of them, and he was not drafted, and he was injured, honorably discharged in the Vietnam War. And, you know, he came home and saw all the protests and all the things, but that's what they were fighting over there for people to have the right to do that. Now, spitting on the soldiers, that was wrong, but they are allowed to protest. That's the whole idea of this country.
Well, if there wasn't those protests, we'd probably still be over there.
Well, and again, that's an opinion, and I think that's those what this country's about.
Out of it.
I just don't understand what, you know, a lot of the reason that, you know, not many people I ever hear that people don't like this station, because I think it's local and I think we do let everybody speak. But I think a lot of the reason people who don't like us is because we don't sugarcoat. We're not, you know, I know, and I'm not going to say the names, but I've been around stations in this town that will tell politicians, and I've talked to these politicians, when they come in, they'll say, don't talk about politics, because that turns people off. Now, you know, it's fine. You don't have to talk about politics every day. But the fact that you tell them that before they go on the air tells me it's phony. What you're doing is phony, because you've already given them a do's and don'ts of on the air. And you're doing that because you want to be popular. Well, you know what? I didn't go into this business to be popular. I went into this business to provide the best news and commentary that I can every day. If you like me, good. If you don't, I can't change it. We'll go on down the road.
Well, you could probably be making a lot better money working at a, you know, more, a bigger radio station than what you are right now.
Well, to be honest,
you like what you're doing and the freedom you have, but, you know, honestly, I bet you can make a lot more money.
Well, to be honest with you, I have been offered jobs, and that's no, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I've been offered jobs that I've turned down. And that's why it's always funny to me when they talk about this FCC thing and, you know, taking the license and blah, 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 as if that would bother me. You know, I mean, we would stay on the air, as I said to the newspaper article. We would stay on digitally, but it's communication that I like. It's not money. It's not being on national news. It's not even being over the air. It's just getting up every morning and communicating with people.
And knowing you're talking to local people that you know.
Right, and I like the idea that no matter what the method of communication is, that we can give you obituaries, we can give you internet, we can give you, or we can get, not internet, we can give you obituaries, weather, news, every hour. And if it, that's over the air, great. But if the FCC has some harebrained idea that they don't want us to do that anymore, I do hope people find a way to listen, because nothing will change. It'll just be in a different form.
Are you eventually going to go back to the studio?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm done now. All I have to do is wait 3 weeks. It's that don't be around people because we don't want you to catch anything, because that'll, you know, set you back a minute. But once I'm recovered, I'm guessing the second week. I have my follow-up doctor's appointment, I think, the first week of July, and I think that's where he releases me to go back to normal.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, so things have went well, and I'm back this morning, so I think I sound
okay.
What's that?
You get your Diet Coke today?
I did get my Diet Coke, but I was going to talk about this as well. Angie yesterday, because I've been trying to drink a lot of vitamin C because of, you know, keep the immune system up over the next 3 weeks. And she got me some of this Simply Truth orange juice, which I think she had gotten me this once before, but I guess I didn't pay much attention to it. This is very good stuff, and I guess it's also got calcium in it. Have you ever had this Simply Truth?
I don't think so.
It was very good.
I love orange juice.
Well, I had my Diet Coke this morning, but instead of refilling it during the break, I went and got a cup of this Simply Truth orange juice. The only problem is it's, you know, it's orange juice, so, you know, it dries out your mouth a little faster than soda or water would.
Right.
But it's very, very good. So
they say that can bother the enamel on your teeth too if you do a lot of acidic stuff.
Well, I've heard that. I my teeth are pretty good, luckily. I have never really had a lot of trouble with them. But this is very good orange juice. It's hard actually to not drink it. But, you know, I appreciate the call back in, because if any of the other topics hit you this morning, I can't believe we're 34 minutes in. You know, I must have been going too long. I have too much build up to talk about.
Well, maybe I should have listened to it, because I would like to heard about the January 6th. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, we're going to have more of those hearings on TV.
Well, we're going to talk about that as the week progresses. I don't know what the guest list looks like this week. I don't think we have any guest book right now, and I kind of did that on purpose because there are a lot of things I want people to have a chance to talk about. And also, I know something people are really going to like, and I have to thank Sean and Terry for this. We have some giveaways now that people are going to like. They went out last week. We have Arby's. We have Smoothie King. We have Pizza Hut. We have, I believe, Sans Sodas. We've got quite a nice array of giveaways, so the giveaways are going to get a whole lot better around here.
I missed Nate's show Saturday.
I didn't get a chance to hear it either. Hope it went well.
Yeah, he had two giveaways. One was a $25 gift certificate. You know, I was waiting around for it, and I fell asleep right before it, and then I woke up about an hour later, and that was too late.
It's like Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Again, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. And again, trust me, I understand not everything is for everybody. I've had people call in and say, well, you're talking about politics this morning, I turned off the radio. Or Thunderbolt could be one of those things. Or, you know, I've heard that about Ted Williams in the past. You know, we all have different opinions. It's just one of those things. 740-751-4038. Has anybody had the Simply Truth orange juice? Do you drink that in the morning? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I did get it here this morning, Scott. The wrestler and stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't very well tell him not to talk. It's like when people call into your show and stuff, if they go on and on, I just turn it down or off or something.
Well, like I said this morning, to me it was more about the story. I mean, you got this billionaire who owns the biggest wrestling company in the world who had to step down. I think that's a pretty big story.
Well, if you play it again, I'll listen. But I don't know if you get the Mary Star, because I have another envelope full of stuff to give you.
Oh, good. Good.
And one of them is about that speech that River Valley.
Well, I tell you, I will be back in the studio the second week of July, but if you want to drop it off at the studio before then, I do try to get over there once a week and pick up any cards or envelopes. So I do have the last envelope you sent. So, yeah, I do look at those. I appreciate those.
Okay, and then, they were saying about Trump. I know he had that mistress or something, but what I felt so sorry for is Clinton and that Monica, Lewinsky and stuff. I saw her give a speech a while back, and you wouldn't believe she seemed to be the nicest person and smartest person, and he just ruined her reputation. I think he should have had to pay her $20 million or something.
Well,
she was, I don't even know now if she could go get a job. And I think she was only about 20 or something.
Well, I'll tell you, that's an interesting point because, it did ruin her reputation much more than his.
Oh, it did. But if you listen to her speech, she's about the nicest person that I've seen give a speech. And stuff. I mean, I would be so bitter and stuff. But there's another thing that I'm going to put in the envelope, and I can't pronounce his name. He was in the Vietnam War, and my brother was too. But when I worked at Ohio State, these teaching assistants thought that they shouldn't go, so they would have our professors write them that they were needed, when they could have got another student to do the teaching assistant stuff. But his name's, he's a part, Mexican and part Indian, and his name's Bell of the Deer or something, and he was raised around Texas. I forget the city, but Scott, you would not believe what this guy did. I mean, I've never heard of anybody. He was shot, I forget how many times, and knived and stuff, but yet he fought to save, his service, his buddies and stuff. You have to, and Elmy Farstick, and then Reagan gave him that that one medal that not very many get and stuff. And you just have to, I'm going to put that in there. And if you can somehow get on the internet and look up, because he gave a speech, and he died in 98, that you would not believe what this guy did. You would think 20 people did what he did.
Yeah, so, I'll look that up.
So I've got you a few things, and I don't know if you get the restaurant stuff. I put some of that in there, like I did before. But if you're getting the Marion Star, I won't do this.
No, I don't get the Marion Star, so I appreciate that.
Okay, then. So I saw they had that in there about that speak, but, the board that he was on, I forget which disability it was. I even cut that out because I had that paper how they praised him and, and all this stuff. So I put that in there, too.
I appreciate that.
If you're still recuperating or something, it'll give you something to read. So, then, I'll either mail it or I'll just drop it off in your mailbox.
Hey, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I appreciate anything. Yes, I love newspaper clippings. I love old newspaper clippings. Anything anybody ever drops off, I can guarantee you, and you can ask anybody around the studio, I don't throw anything away. I read it, and in most cases, I keep it. Because I'm in a, I don't know if I'm a pack rat or if I'm a historian. Because I do love stuff. I love history. And I love local history to a great degree. So I keep all that stuff. 740-751-4038, 41 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know why these electric trucks are all still in Marion? Are they still repairing damage? Does everybody have their electricity back? I hope. I haven't been on since Wednesday, so I don't know what the situation is, but hope everything's good. This Simply Truth orange juice is good. Isn't that interesting that that's my main objective here this morning, is this delicious Simply Truth orange juice, thanks to Angie yesterday. Oh, by the way, went to Wendy's again last night, and they were out of ice. Now, what in the world is going on at Wendy's that the ice machine does not work? It's almost becoming like the ice cream machine at McDonald's. Although I do have to say, the last few times I've been to McDonald's, there hasn't been an ice cream issue. Does anybody know what's going on at Wendy's? Has anybody else had this problem, not being able to get ice at Wendy's for your soda or your drink or whatever you're getting? I don't know. Is it just me? Am I going at bad times? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here and we'll talk about it. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Is this the talk radio show?
It is.
Okay, well, I don't know what everybody's been talking about because I just got the radio on, but, hello?
Yes, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, well, I'd like to talk about here, I don't know, I didn't write the actual date down, but there was a person sitting over on the corner of Barks Road and Delaware Avenue with two children sitting out in lawn chairs during that heat and saying that we are in hard times and people was just giving the person money, you know, just going to him with money. And this is the same person that here a year or so ago was out to Walmart. And I was just wondering if people know that that person is from California.
Oh, now how do you know they're from California?
They got a car, and I went and got the license tag number right off of the vehicle. I still have the information on it.
Really? Now, can you describe this person?
Well, they look like they're Mexican to me. You know, with the dark hair and short. Now, as to whether or not they are, I don't know. But said he was staying in a motel. This is how his sign read. Said he's in a motel. Said we're in hard times. And said he had four children on the sign. And he had two of them sitting out there in the lawn chairs. And I called the police. And the sheriff came out. And so I don't know what they did or what, but he was again there the next day. And so I was just wondering, you know, if people are aware, he parks his car back behind those bushes there so that, you know, they can't, the people coming by on the road there can't see his vehicle.
Hmm.
So I'm just trying to let the people know that did give him money, you know, that I took the information and I have it. I still have it written down.
What did the police say?
I don't know. I didn't go over. I just parked there at the bank and watched.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't know what they did, but they didn't make him leave.
Huh. Well, yeah. I if you get any more updates, I hope you have us on the dial now, right?
Yeah, I do. Your phone number, you talk so fast. I had trouble, you know, making sure it's not like your old number. And I didn't even know if you were on anymore.
Oh, yeah. Now, did you used to listen?
Yes, I used to listen. And then I saw something in the newspaper about, you know, you may be taken off the air or something.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I didn't really know, but this morning I thought, well, I'll put it back over there on that dial and see if I can get any information. And I heard your voice, so I knew it was Scott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't follow the newspaper. Sometimes they like to. The newspaper, by and large, is mostly right.
Oh, I'm completely aware. I know what's going on. I mean, I'm completely aware.
Yeah.
And another thing that I wanted to tell somebody about too. There's a gentleman who his mother said she didn't know what would happen to him after she passed away, and he's got mental problems. And the other day during this heat, his landlord had not fixed the air conditioning or the heat, he said, for a year and a half. So I called the health department, and the health department person there that I spoke with called the landlord, and they finally brought him a fan. And I've been trying to tell him to, you know, get an attorney, get somebody for himself. And that I don't know with his mental capacity if he's going to be able to do that or not. But I just wanted somebody to know, you know, about that situation, too. I don't know what to do, but the guy didn't have no air conditioning or no fan or anything in this heat wave we just had.
Now, could somebody help this gentleman? How would they help him?
His mother, the way his mother left it in her will, I really don't know, but he's had problems, you know, all of his life. He got hit by a car, and he's got some kind of mental problems. And she rented this apartment for him and her because she was dying. And so I really don't know how she left everything, but she left a cousin. He was an only child, and she left a cousin in charge of him, but there seems to be nobody taking care of him.
Now you.
But anyway, during this heat wave the other day, I called the police, and of course they said they're not allowed to get involved. And then I didn't know what to do other than call the health department, because, you know, he's laying over there dying, and I didn't want any person to die in that heat wave if I could help it. So I was just trying to get help for him.
And the landlord
finally brought him a fan.
Oh, okay. Now, do you have a direct contact for this man?
Well, I have his phone number, yes.
Well, I just... do you want to give your phone number or his if one of our listeners would like to help him out? Because it's going to be hot again this week.
I know. It doesn't matter. You can take my phone number.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. My phone number is 740-361-4091.
Okay. And do you know, would he be able, does he have a window where maybe if somebody wanted to get him an air conditioner or...
I don't know. The landlords already gave him a notice to be out by July the 31st.
Oh.
I think this is what spawned it all on.
Oh, okay, okay. Well,
so, again, I don't know what's going to happen because, you know, his mother got this apartment for him. But, you know, I just didn't want any human laying and dying in that heat if I could help it. So I called the health department.
And he was in pretty bad shape.
Yes, it's a pretty serious matter, and he's not well. He's a cancer survivor, so I don't know. I've called around and everywhere and left my number and left his number, so I don't really know what's going to happen.
Well, hopefully, maybe one of our listeners, I know they're pretty good. During the pandemic, we had a lot of people reach out to people who needed help, so maybe we'll give
yes.
the number here and see what happens. Well,
okay.
Thanks for the update.
Well, you're so welcome, Scott. And do you have COVID right now?
No, I'm good. I'm just I had to take a little treatment, and I, you know, doctors are just being precautious, but I'm good.
Okay, well, listen, I just thought I'd throw that out. I wasn't really trying to get any more help because I don't know what they're going to do. But he did get a notice. The landlord posted it, planning to be out on July the 31st.
Okay, thank you.
So thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, glad to have that listener back. 740-751-4038 if you have anything to say. Now, the number here, the lady who just called in, apparently a mentally handicapped gentleman who cancer survivor has an eviction notice pending on July 31st. Mother has passed away. And it's going to be hot this week. So if you want to call the lady who just called in and want to help that situation, that would be 740-361-4091. 740-361-4091. 740-361-4091. That's a tough situation. Apparently, he does have a fan now. But as I said last week, you know, when it gets up to 96, 97 degrees, if you're in a hot room, a fan really isn't going to do it. And apparently, this gentleman's going to need some housing here in about a month and a half. So if you want to call that lady and get the full story and maybe help that gentleman out, a mentally disabled gentleman, 740-361-4091. I know Marion's a helpful community, and that's a tough situation. Okay, phone numbers are open here if you have anything to say, 51 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And here I am complaining about no ice at Wendy's. What a thing. I'm willing to give them a pass, though, because they have the strawberry frosty right now. But, you know, a drink without ice is not all that tasty. Okay, well, like I said, we do have all the new giveaways, so you're going to have to stay tuned this week. We've got some great giveaways, thanks to Terry and Sean. Pizza Hut and Smoothie King and Sans Sodas, I believe, and Arby's, all kinds of good food. We know people love to eat. I love to eat, so I'm in the category with you. Oh, I want to say something about Father's Day yesterday. Now, okay, I don't want to be rude about this whole thing, because on social media, I do like where people put pictures of their fathers. They do it on Mother's Day as well. I like when people put pictures of their fathers who have since gone, you know, on to their reward. I'll come back to this in a second. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I was just listening to that lady about that gentleman that needs air conditioning and help.
Yeah.
I didn't write her number down. I didn't have a pen here. If she would call the Council on Aging, there is all kinds of assistance out there that people can be helped.
You know, I think you're right. I think, unfortunately, sometimes it, you know, I've noticed just recently that it's hard for people to know where to go.
Right. Well, I've got a resource bag. I've been on the board for about 15 years, and I just resigned. I'm tired. But I've got a resource guide, and when you're able to be over on the other place, I'm going to get some, and I'm going to give them to you so that you can look things up, and maybe, you know, we can pass them out to people.
Yeah.
There is just so much information here that people are not aware of, and our taxes pay for this. This comes out through the senior levy when they vote. And you just can't believe. You'll be amazed when I send this over to you.
Oh, that's great. Do you happen to have the Council on Aging number?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's good.
740.
Okay.
387.
All right.
0401.
All right. 740-387-0401. So if that lady
right.
is listening, give that number a buzz or just search
right.
Council on Aging. Because
right.
I hate to think of any gentleman being in that kind of situation.
Oh. Yes, especially in this kind of weather.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it's bad enough to be a cancer survivor and everything else, let alone have to put up with the heat and the humidity, and I don't know how they do it.
And worrying about if you're going to lose your apartment, I mean, it just sounds horrible.
Yes.
How's the allergies? How are the allergies?
My allergies are getting better. I haven't talked yet this morning. You're the first one I've talked to. Larry goes to the garden about 6 o'clock in the morning to beat the heat, and I don't talk to anybody, so you're the first.
Well, I'm glad we were the first. Thank you, Phyllis.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, Phyllis, one of our devoted great listeners out there, great cook, good lady. 740-387-0401 is the Council on Aging number, so if our friend who called in about her friend is listening, give them a buzz. Maybe they can help this gentleman out before the heat gets rough as the week goes on. 740-387-0401. And again, phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's my number. I got all these numbers now. I'm got to keep them straight in my head. 740-751-4038 is the number here. If you want to get in contact with me, 55 minutes past the air. I should mention that mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp is on after me this morning. 10:15 till 11 a.m. And then Voice of a People with Lynn Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. Now, here's my complaint of the day about Father's Day. I want to get this in because yesterday was Father's Day, and we'll get through this. But I like seeing the pictures of people, you know, because a lot of people's fathers have went on to their reward. They're no longer with us. So I like looking at social media and seeing people paying tribute to their fathers, and sometimes their mothers are in the pictures and things like that. But now here's what I don't like, because this goes back to the same, I've said this for years. When somebody's with us and you're telling me how great they are and you're not their kid, to me, that just comes off phony. Now, that's just my opinion, because wouldn't you just tell the person? Like on Mother's Day, there were a lot of mothers who are not my mother, but I think they're good mothers, and I just went and told them. I said, hey, you're a good mother. Why do we praise people in public? And I'm telling you, I saw some videos and some pictures yesterday. They were the strangest things I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what they had to do with Father's Day. I think people are bored. I don't know what's going on with people. I haven't been that bored yet. But to each their own, that's just my little commentary today. And here's why this is a thing. Just tell people how much you like them. If you like them, tell them. We don't really need to know that you like them. We probably assume you like them if you're around them. You know, it's kind of an assumption. If you're with that person, or if they're your father, we know you like them, I would guess. But that's just my pet peeve. Just saw some odd things yesterday. Did anybody else notice this, or it could just be my pet peeve? 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. I always say, if you go on social media and you see somebody praising their boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever, get ready, because that thing is about to hit the fan. Because it's not normal to praise somebody in public like that. Not that it's wrong, it's just not normal. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that gentleman, was he wanting a fan?
Well, I guess he might have got one fan. I don't really know what the situation is.
Well, if he have him call the Marion Senior Center.
Oh, okay.
The fire department donates fans to the senior center, and then we deliver them.
Oh, okay. Do you have the senior center number?
Yeah, 387-5444.
387-5444. So you just call the senior center and say you need a fan, and you guys deliver them.
Yep.
Hey, that's great. Hey, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there's some leads. Maybe another fan would help this gentleman. So again, the lady who was listening, we got the Council on Aging, thanks to our friend Phyllis, 740-387-0401. Maybe they can help with some air conditioning or some help in general for this gentleman, or the senior center, who our friend there said they'll deliver the fan to this gentleman. Two fans are better than one when it's 90-something degrees. 740-387-5444. That's 740-387-5444. So there you go. There is some information. Well, we're about at the end of our rope here this morning, 59 minutes past the hour. Well, I'm glad you're here with us. Come back tomorrow morning, but stay tuned for Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, 10:15 to 11 a.m. Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8:10 till 10 a.m. Probably tomorrow we'll have giveaways, unless something big happens in the world, and we'll talk about some more things. But help somebody who needs some help. There's nothing that will make you feel better. Scott Spears, heading
you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green, talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The first time? Both. We'll take both at this point.
First time? What's the first time? Does it rhyme? Either time.